You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
QAnon, the biggest thing on the internet since that time Kim Kardashian's butt was thirsty. It has been all over the news, social media, and this weekend, QAnon supporters even held demonstrations in cities across America. But what is QAnon? Well, let's find out in another installment of our ongoing segment, If You Don't Know, Now You Know. If you know anything about QAnon, you've probably heard that it's a conspiracy theory. But the truth is, it's more like a political cult built around a conspiracy theory and then crossed with a big book of word search puzzles. And if that sounds complicated, well, wait till you hear what they believe in.
For believers, Q is an anonymous government official who posts classified information about a covert battle between the president and a malicious ring of celebrities, political elites, and the so-called deep state.
This anonymous poster, Q, was giving secret clues about the coming, quote, Great Awakening.
The central theme here is that Hillary Clinton and many of the world's other politicians and celebrities are members of a murderous child sex ring.
Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, and others eat children in order to extract a life-extending chemical from their blood group.
They believe that a group of military generals recruited President Trump to break up this conspiracy and end their control of the government and the media.
Donald Trump, in the QAnon view, is going to save us from this in a moment called the storm.
His tweets are misspelled for a reason. When he does Kaveve and the smocking gun, it's all code for what he's telling us.
Okay, I want whatever these people are smocking. Because Trump's typos are a secret message? Man, I wish people were this forgiving when I did stupid shit. No, you guys don't get it. When Trevor threw up at that party, he was showing us. It's what's on the inside that counts. But look, this guy's also not wrong. President Trump's tweets are misspelled for a reason. And that reason is, he can't read. Now look, if Hillary and Oprah were eating children to live longer, I would be horrified. Because that is such a waste of magic blood. You feed those kids to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, people, priorities! But there's no way this conspiracy theory is actually true. And look, I believe a lot of crazy shit, okay? I believe the TSA confiscates all our lotion in order to secretly sell it back to us at Walgreens. I believe possums are just dogs without makeup. I believe no one has actually ever broken up with me. They've just all been abducted by aliens. But this conspiracy theory is crazy even for conspiracy theories. I mean, set aside everything else. You're telling me Trump is doing something heroic, but instead of taking credit for it, he's keeping it a secret? That is the most unbelievable thing I have ever heard. Plus, if you're wondering how it's possible that Trump can be leading the fight against the pedophile ring when he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein for years, well, according to Q, Trump has been undercover since the 90s. Which I believe. I mean, if there's one thing Trump is known for, it's his famously long attention span. So how did this insane theory take off? Well, partly, it latched onto fears about the real phenomenon of human trafficking. Partly, it fed off ancient anti-Semitic tropes about elitists who drink the blood of children, but mostly, it was just the good old internet.
QAnon first emerged in the months after President Trump took office, starting on fringe internet message boards before spreading to social media.
The pandemic has only made things worse. And so these people are just there all day. Facebook groups have grown exponentially with QAnon.
In just 4 months, membership of the biggest public QAnon groups rose by 700%.
We saw a lot of groups who were wellness communities, people who were interested in alternative health. People would, the algorithm would sort these people together with the QAnon people. They would say, oh, alternative health, maybe they're into anti-vax. If they're anti-vax, maybe they're into Donald Trump. And within one or two clicks, people would go down these very bad paths.
Yep. That's how this shit always goes on the internet. It feels like at this point, the entire purpose of Facebook is to funnel everyone towards the craziest conspiracy theories possible. Because people will join a group about cycling, and then 5 hours later, they're like, Hillary Clinton is a mountain goat, people. She's an actual goat. And it's not surprising that the pandemic turned out to create the perfect conditions for people to get radicalized. Some people joined QAnon, some people ordered Pelotons, and neither of them will shut up about it. This also shows you how much the internet is ruining our brains. When Shakespeare was quarantined during the plague, he was like, maybe I should write King Lear. Now people are sitting around during coronavirus going, I wonder if I could prove that Tom Hanks has sex with the devil. Either way, starting from the swampiest parts of the internet, QAnon gradually picked up followers and eventually grew into a major online movement. And it hasn't seemed to matter that many of the things it predicted over the years just never came true.
Early on, they were claiming that Robert Mueller was secretly investigating and going to indict the cabal of Democratic leaders, and that President Trump was secretly working with Mueller's team.
President Trump has secretly created a police force, by the way, to arrest them and force them to wear ankle bracelets.
The belief is that somehow the late JFK Jr. is alive and helping Trump clean up the deep state.
Nearly all of these clues, including that Hillary Clinton was arrested, turn out to be wrong, but the batting average doesn't seem to matter.
Present them with evidence, you can demonstrate how the predictions have gone wrong, and they don't seem to care. It's just again and again that Q is bigger than anything that they can be presented with to the contrary.
That's right. It doesn't matter how many of Q's outlandish predictions fail to pan out, it never seems to have an impact on the movement. And that, my friends, is the classic sign of cult behavior. Once you're invested enough in something, you will make any excuse for its failures. So please, don't be looking for logic here. That's not how cults work, okay? Cults don't follow logic. They follow whatever the cult tells them. That's why you always see cult leaders go so quickly from the sacred aliens have chosen us to weird news, guys. The sacred aliens told me I should bang all of your wives. I guess it must be for our redemption or something to go somewhere. I pick her. So, thanks to this religious fervor, QAnon took over the internet. And it would have been fairly harmless if it had just stayed on the internet, you know, like Momo. That thing was a joke. That was weird. But the scary thing about QAnon is what happened when it jumped from the screen to the streets.
This is not just a bunch of online crazy talk. It's dangerous in real life.
The FBI says QAnon and their many conspiracy theories are a potential domestic terrorism threat. The North Carolina man who shot up this DC pizza restaurant looking for non-existent pedophiles believed in similar theories.
On more than one occasion, people believed to be followers of QAnon have shown up, sometimes with weapons, in places that the character told them were somehow connected to anti-Trump conspiracies. In June, a man armed with a rifle and a handgun drove an armored vehicle to the Hoover Dam on what he said was a mission from QAnon.
QAnon followers have allegedly been involved in a foiled presidential assassination plot, a devastating California wildfire, and an armed standoff with local law enforcement officers in Arizona.
In July, a 24-year-old man was charged in the shooting death of a reputed mob boss. His attorneys argued he was motivated by QAnon. Written on his hand in the courtroom were QAnon symbols.
You cannot be serious. Can you imagine being a mob boss? And you get whacked by a kid from a message board? Not a rival, just some random kid? You'd almost want them to lie in your obituary and say you were a snitch. But this is insane. QAnon people are out in the world doing real things. Shootings, hijackings, kidnappings. Of all the bad advice I've gotten on the internet, nothing ever came close to making me murder a mob boss. The worst advice I ever got was to use toothpaste to get rid of pimples. I ate the entire tube of toothpaste, and all I got was a tummy ache. The pimples didn't go anywhere. And even with sporadic real-world violence, it might be tempting to dismiss QAnon as just another lunatic fringe. But it's actually becoming pretty close to mainstream. In fact, there are roughly 50 Q supporters who ran for office in the Republican Party this year. And it's almost certain that one of them is actually going to be in Congress next year. Although maybe that's a good thing. Nothing will prevent them from getting anything done better than being in Congress. Congress, the only people with a lower approval rating than QAnon. And then, of course, there's President Trump. He's the big hero in all these QAnon stories. So he could just shut this down quickly by saying, guys, none of this is true. Q isn't a real person. And besides, if there was a sex group with all the most important people in the world, you know I'd try to be in it. Yeah, that's what he could do. But instead, he has come out and declared that QAnon are some very fine people.
At President Trump's rally in Tampa, the image was hard to miss. The letter Q on signs and T-shirts.
We are finally putting America first.
The Trump campaign even included QAnon signs in an ad.
President Trump has used his own social media accounts to promote QAnon followers and content nearly 200 times.
President Trump praising supporters of the bizarre QAnon conspiracy theory. He told reporters he heard that QAnon followers are people who love the country and him.
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate. But I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity. These are people that love our country and they just don't like seeing it.
Well, at the crux of the theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals.
If I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there.
Yeah, you see, it doesn't matter that QAnon is a dangerous cult and all of their beliefs are complete fiction. President Trump is on board. Trump's approach to QAnon is basically the same as that Backstreet Boys song. He doesn't care who you are, where you're from, what you did, as long as you love him. And honestly, people, nobody should be surprised that Donald Trump is embracing QAnon. Donald Trump was always going to embrace QAnon. The surprise is that he's president. So that's QAnon in a nutshell. It's a violent delusion that spread from the internet to prey on vulnerable people and infect an entire political party. Or maybe I'm just saying that to throw you off the real story. And if you don't know, now you know.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.